Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Today's program will offer songs that deal with the touchy and touching subject of death. Poets of all languages and times have reflected on this eternal subject, and composers have set those thoughts to song. Rather than trying to describe these works, let's hear two that were inspired by the poems of Emily Dickinson.
Going to heaven, going to heaven. Ask me how, indeed I'm too astonished to think of answering you. Going to heaven, how dim it sounds. And yet it will be done, as sure as fox go home at night unto the shepherd's arms. Perhaps you're going to, who knows? If you should get there first, save just a little place for me, close to the tomb I lost. The smallest robe will fit me, and just a bit of crown, for you know we do not mind our dress when we are going home. Going to heaven, going to heaven. I'm glad. And I'd like to look a little more at such a curious earth. I am glad they did believe it, whom I have never found since the mighty
to fall.
to songs inspired by poems of Emily Dickinson, set by Aaron Copland, and sung by Don Upshaw, with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra conducted by Hugh Wolfe. You're listening to Songs That Concern Our Passing on Singing and Other Sins on HBR2, your home for classical music. Sometimes we know we're fading, and that sure knowledge of our end inspired James Purdy to write Come Ready and See Me, for which Richard Hundley created a memorable melody. That was Richard Hundley's Come Ready and See Me, performed by Lauren Wagner with pianist Fred Weldy. We may not enjoy talking about our mortality, but we know that we and our loved ones are not here forever. It's comforting to hear how poems of such distress have found champions in composers of all times and places. Brahms felt the repose in the words of Hermann Ling and was compelled to set Immer leiser wird mein Schlummer, my sleep grows ever quieter, before the May breezes blow, before the thrush sings in the woods. If you would see me again, come, oh come soon.
Ich erwach und weine Bitte.
The deeply felt recognition of the ultimate parting was reflected in the intimate music that Brahms created for Immolizer Wittmein Schlummer, My Sleep Grows Ever Quieter, sung by Christa Ludwig with Jeffrey Parsons, the pianist. The next step in this sorrowful recognition of the end was beautifully recognized in a song Mozart wrote to the words of Joachim Heinrich Campe, called Abend Empfindung, or Eventide Thoughts. During an evening, the narrator contemplates the passing of time and life. Soon we must die, and our friends' tears will fall on our graves. He then speaks of his own death and asks the listener to shed a tear for him, which will become the most beautiful pearl in his crown.
Auf mich herab.
schäme dich nur nicht, sie mir zu wein. O, sie wird in meinen Diademen dann die schönste Perle sein. O, sie wird in
That exquisite Mozart lead was sung by Barbara Bonney with Jeffrey Parsons, the pianist. Abend Empfindung, or Eventide Thoughts, bring us to the graveyard, so it's an inevitable transition to a melodie written by Gabriel Fauré called At the Cemetery, or Au Cimetière, to words of Jean Richepin. The melody begins in a peaceful mood. Happy he who dies here, like the birds of the fields. His body near his friends is laid in the grass amid songs. At his cross the relatives weep, his bones beneath the flowers moistened by tears. Then there comes a dramatic reference to the sad ones who die at sea, lost far from their beloved homelands. Then there's a return to the opening serenity.
Son nom. secret as was old as chant. Son corps près des amis est mis dans l'herbe et dans les champs. Il dort d'un bon sommeil vermeil sous le ciel radieux. Ceux qui l'a connu, venu, lui font de longs adieux.
On this consolation version of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, I'm playing songs that gently allow us to deal with the final parting. Just now we heard Au Cimetière, At the Cemetery, by Fauré with baritone Bernard Cresson, accompanied by Noël Lee. Brahms also wrote a compelling graveyard song called Auf dem Kirchhof, At the Churchyard. Though the poem by Detlef von Lilienkron inspired Brahms, he visited a Swiss graveyard and was deeply impressed. The day appeared heavy with rain and storm. I stood by many a forgotten, weather-beaten grave, the names overgrown and hardly readable. There seemed only one word, departed. Still amid the storms, the coffin slumbered. At this point, you will hear that the music turns to major. On all the graves, the word changed to healed. Thank you. priest Ludwig with Jeffrey Parsons in Auf dem Kirchhof at the churchyard by Brahms. This Singing and Other Sins program dealing with our mortality is not meant to be morbid or sorrowful. No, the songs I've assembled are meant to comfort us. Der Tod, das ist die kühle Nacht. Death is the cool night by Brahms. Death is the cool night, life the sultry day. It's growing dark, I feel drowsy, the day has wearied me. Over my bed there's a tree in which the young nightingale sings. She sings of love, I hear it even in my dreams. Lotte Lehmann with Erner Balog piano in that classic recording of Der Tod, das ist die kühle Nacht, Death is the cool night, by Brahms, to words of Heinrich Heine. Let's take a break from these personal reflections on loss and hear the sublime Sanctus from the Berlioz Requiem. You're listening to the consolation edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling on HBR2. Leonard Bernstein conducted the National Orchestra of France with the chorus of Radio France in the Sanctus from the Berlioz Requiem. Stuart Burroughs was the tenor. There's serenity in every moment of that. Let's balance that Catholic Christian music with the Hebrew Kaddish set by Ravel. Here are the opening words in English. May the glory, O King of Kings, be exalted, O thou who art to renew the world and resurrect the dead. It ends. May merciful heaven grant us tranquility, peace, happiness. Amen.
Meet God.
The baritone was Gerald Finley, his pianist Julius Drake, and we heard the Ravel setting of the Kaddish. In his last song settings, Brahms turned to the Bible and wrote, O Tod, wie bitter bist du, O Death, how bitter you are. The final words turn major as the thought of how kind death is. O Tod, wie bitter bist du, O Death, how bitter you are, by Brahms, was performed by Matthias Goerne with pianist Christoph Eschenbach. I'd like to leave this Singing and Other Sins edition of Mourning with a promise of hope. It can be found in many songs, but for me, the Joseph von Eichendorff words that inspired Robert Schumann to write Mondnacht, Moonlit Night, provide a piquant, rewarding image. It was as if the sky had softly kissed the earth, so that she could only dream of that kiss. The breeze passed through the fields, the corn swayed gently, the forests murmured softly. The night was clear with stars, and my soul spread wide its wings, flew across the silent land as though flying home. Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Gerald Moore performed Schumann's Mondnacht, Moonlit Night. From that final image of a soul flying home, it's only a small image jump to to the representation of our flight after our time on Earth in our cocoon as a butterfly.
Wie soll ich nicht tanzen? Es macht keine Mühe. Und reizende Farben schimmern wir im Grünen. Immer schöner glänzen meine bunten Flügel. Immer süßer hauchen alle kleine Blüten. Ich lausche die Blüten, ihr könnt sie nicht hüten. Ich lausche die Blüten, ihr könnt sie nicht hüten. Wie groß ist die Freude, sei's spät oder früh, leicht sinnig zu schweben über Tal und Hügel. Wenn der Abend säuselt, seht ihr Wolken glühen, wenn die Lüfte
Franz Schubert's vocal representation of a butterfly was sung by Elisabeth Schumann with George Reeves, the pianist, in that classic 1937 recording. I'm Gary Hickling, your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, sending my condolences to any of your recently passed loved ones. Aloha.